Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. A young woman by the name of Sharon Beekman became involved in the world of the occult. She claimed to have been in contact with spirit guides, which she channeled. Her life became unbearable because of her commitment to and involvement with what most of us would call witchcraft. She wanted desperately to be free from those deceptive and destructive influences. She had no idea where to go for help. She visited various religious leaders in Denver, Colorado, and in other places. Some of those leaders seemed not to have been of any special benefit to her. Eventually, she consulted a young preacher who prayed for her and helped to release the spiritual bondage she experienced. At least, that is her testimony in her book, Enticed by the Light. Sharon had seen Malachi Martin, a Roman Catholic priest, and Irwin Prine, a Lutheran preacher, on the Oprah Winfrey Show. Those two theologians were discussing the exorcism of demons. She visited the Lutheran preacher, but apparently received no help from him. She then called on other religious leaders to see if they could free her from the spirits which she said were controlling her life. Sharon confessed to the Lutheran priest that she wanted to become a Christian. He instructed her to kneel in front of an altar and say, "Holy Father, I confess that I have sinned against you, and I ask you to forgive me. I invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and to be my Lord and Savior." Pages 119 and 120. Let me say to you as plainly as words can be made, I do not question the honesty or the sincerity of either the Lutheran priest or of Sharon Beekman. But is it possible to find the Lutheran priest's instructions about becoming a Christian in the Bible? Have you read the great book of conversions, the book of Acts? Did Paul or Peter or Philip ever tell anyone to say, "Holy Father, I confess that I have sinned against you, and I ask you to forgive me. I invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and to be my Lord and Savior"? If that is not what the apostles taught about the gospel plan of salvation, how could any preacher or teacher ever tell alien sinners that? Do they think they can invent a better plan of salvation than what Jesus and his apostles taught? Would you like to know what Jesus and the apostles taught about becoming Christians? Jesus gave the Great Commission according to Mark in these words, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be condemned." Mark 16, 15 and 16. Do these words from the one who claimed all authority sound like the advice Sharon Beekman received from her counselor? Which, dear friends, would you prefer? The words of a denominational preacher who has perverted what Jesus said, or the very words of the Lord himself? Will you not say with Joshua, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord"? Joshua 24:15. The Apostle Peter confronted the religious leaders of his day by accusing them of crucifying the Messiah. They were convicted in their hearts and cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Listen to Peter. "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2:37 and 38. If you are not a New Testament Christian, I am pleading with you to do what the Lord said in the way he said do it. I have no right or reason to do otherwise. Thank you, and may God bless you.